On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, my name is Dirk. I make music as D. Tyrone, and today I'll be talking about my album Dallas Electrical, which I released last month, March 2020. The album came out through Headrush, which is a label run by Vanessa Worm and Eden Burns, who are both New Zealanders living in Melbourne. I'm also a New Zealander living in Melbourne. I've been making music since about 2015. In between my solo project, which is D. Tyrone, and my collaborative project, which is DJ Kush Boogie, which is myself and Oliver Johnson, aka Hugo J.
So I guess we're talking about Dallas Electrical today. You've been working on it for a while. You've been recording it or working on it since 2015?
Yeah, so Dallas Electrical I first recorded when I had kind of like various bits of gear. I was still figuring out how to use my Octatrack, which was kind of the first thing I bought when me and Oliver Johnson, also known as Hugo J, started making music as DJ Kush Boogie. So it's one of the first tracks I made that I kind of settled on as like a sound that I wanted to work on. I also just kind of started making more kind of like weird, uglier sounds and trying to patch them together. Most of it isn't really quantized except for like two or three parts. So it's like a bit harder to mix, but, I find that leaving stuff, unquantized and letting beats run over each other often makes things sound a bit more interesting. A little less danceable, but a bit more interesting, I reckon. Melancholy track. The way that I write my chords and kind of like pads into songs is I want them to sound quite sad, and that's kind of the starting note for how I make a lot of my music, and then by the end it's kind of hard to say how it'll turn out. But yeah, just leaving this kind of like crunchy electronic melancholiness in my music is quite important, I think.
Thank you.
Dark Star is the third track on the album. I recorded this maybe like two or three years ago originally, and I've been sitting on it for a while. I originally produced it with a few of these older synths that I had like a Nord lead, I think, and Dave Smith Mofo, and it sounded quite like monophonic and didn't have this like groove that I wanted in it, but I knew it was a track that I wanted to release eventually. So a lot of the parts in it were recorded quite a while ago, and then I purchased a Prophet 08, which is like an analog synthesizer, and recorded the kind of like weird randomized bass line that runs through it, and it's kind of like filled out a lot better that way. I feel like having like a range of synths to draw on can be really useful, but it also means like having too many options in front of you can be quite daunting. So I recorded it originally when I had quite a few bits and pieces, and then when I finished it, I had effectively like a synth and my octatrack. So it was nice to kind of come back to it. I'm a firm believer in like leaving stuff as long as you want and then coming back for a second pass, because it often returns like quite interesting results, I suppose. Thank you. instead of doing the practical, like learn Ableton properly and learn VSTs and soft synths, I've just been a real stickler for trying to use, like hard synths, just because it's like, it feels like more of a challenge. And before I started making music, I would always do a lot of kind of drawing and painting and making little books and stuff. So working with my hands is like quite important, and often just using a keyboard isn't very inspiring. So I like, to this day, it's like I pretty much just use Ableton to EQ stuff and make it sound a bit better. I don't actually use anything, you know, I never resample or anything. So I don't know, that's just kind of how I'm working at the moment. There was definitely a shift in a lot of the newer music I'm recording now to try rely more heavily on like old school sample packs and stuff like that. Like pretty much all of it is recorded just on me chopping up. I think it's just called like Garage 94 to 98 or something. I don't know. It's something silly like that. And I just kind of was leaning into some of the older production methods of just really using like, you know, old producer packs that are given to people to be like, here's a kick and a hat and like a stabby synth, like, you know, just work with it instead of, you know, playing in a lot of the chords and stuff like that, which I find really fun. It means you could make music a lot quicker, and it means you can come up with like quite a fun live set a lot quicker. This is Groove Shark, which is the fourth track on the album. Thank you. I was recording that song originally at the end of last year, after living in Melbourne for a couple months and realizing that a lot of the local DJs here play quite like swinging, groovy, like garagey two-step tracks quite often. Like that's been a big thing lately. And so I've been working towards building a body of music that I could play live that kind of sounds like that. Which means, you know, this, I think the track's something like 8 minutes or like 7 minutes 30. So it's just a lot longer so that, I don't know, people can kind of get a bit more lost in it. Like I try to make my songs pretty long so that when I'm playing live, I'm not jumping between too many ideas. Forgive Me, in brackets, Montclair's Endless Mix, is the final track on the album. I put it at the end of the record because I feel like it's probably the closest I came to making like an ambient track similar to Dallas Electrical, which is the opening track. And basically the way that I recorded it was I had borrowed some turntables from my friend Michael Smith, shout out. And I was kind of recording bits and pieces of records that I liked, that I'd found, you know, over the years, and pitching them down, pitching them up, dropping the bass out of them on a mixer or like cranking up the highs, and then just kind of mixing them together. So it was like this kind of weird way of resampling. And didn't really do much to them in Ableton except for kind of like I EQ'd that track. A lot of the kind of like percussive, like bongos and stuff like that, were just kind of like grabbed from records and then processed on the octatrack. But yeah, it's kind of got that same doomy, melancholy vibe that I was going for with Dallas Electrical. But they were recorded like 4 years apart. So I suppose the kind of production side of things for both of them is very different. But I'd like to think that the idea was kind of similar. Thank you.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.